It's time for Ask Dr. Daria on RadioMD.com. Do you have a question? Tweet your questions to @ShareCareNow using hashtag ShareCareRadio or email your questions to AskDrDaria @RadioMD.com. Here's Dr. Daria.
Hi, this is Dr. Daria, and I'm here with Janice Jabreen, a registered dietitian and ShareCare Advisory Board member, for this week's Ask Dr. Daria segment. Janice, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm pleased to be here.
I'm so glad we have you because we have some nutrition questions from our ShareCare users. So one, a Facebook follower from Chino, California, wants to know if frozen yogurt has the same benefits as regular yogurt.
All right. Well, I'm prejudiced here, but I think regular plain yogurt, unsweetened, is one of the greatest foods on earth. So nothing can touch that. But if you're going to have frozen yogurt or even a flavored yogurt, the sugar goes way up. So consider it a dessert and healthier than other desserts. So there's nothing wrong with it. Moderation, you know, half a cup to a cup. So the benefits of plain yogurt, protein, probiotics, those good for you bacteria, and lots of calcium. Once you get into frozen yogurts, some of them have some calcium. A few have the probiotics, if you see that live and active culture seal. But, you know, it's a dessert.
Okay, so good to remember. Go ahead and have it every once in a while. It's probably healthier than some other desserts. But as far as frozen yogurt versus regular yogurt plain wins hands down.
Exactly.
Good to know. All right. Speaking of blood sugar, another follower from Brookfield, Wisconsin wants to know what foods are bad for blood sugar for people with diabetes.
Well, here's the thing. When it comes to food and diabetes, the goal is to keep your blood sugar at that nice zone, even zone, not too high, not too low. And medication can do that. Exercise can do that. When it comes to food, there's two things to watch out for. One is just too much food, which means too many calories, which means weight gain, which is a prime reason people are getting type 2 diabetes, which is the main type of diabetes. So keeping your weight check, that's critical, not eating too much food. When it comes to type of foods, types that are bad for diabetes are the types that are going to spike your blood sugar. So that's candy and cookies and cakes and even white bread and even whole grain bread because even pulverized, the more pulverized the flour, even if it's whole grain, it can send your blood sugar up quickly. So think about your plate. Visualize a plate in front of you. This is your best diabetes plate is, for someone with diabetes, half of it should be vegetables. A quarter should be some kind of lean protein like fish or chicken. And then you can have some starch, but think about those more closer to nature, more intact starches like wheat berries, barley, in the morning, steel-cut oats. Those don't tend to raise blood sugar high. Think about half a cup, three-quarters of a cup cooked. That's what you should be aiming for.
Okay. So you're having starch, but when you have the starch, you're still going to be combining it with some protein and vegetables in
and
the first place.
And some healthy fat. Ooh, I can't forget that. Avocado, olive oil, that type of thing. You want
okay.
to keep,
now,
yeah.
As far as the candies and white bread, should somebody with diabetes avoid them altogether?
No, you can have, most people can get away with about 100, 150 calories of sugars. The issue with a lot of sugars and a lot of white processed refined foods, it's not only the blood sugar, it's the triglycerides, which is an unhealthy fat for your heart, and people with diabetes tend to be at double or more the risk of heart disease. You've got to think of your blood sugar and your heart.
Okay. It's all of those nutrients. That leads me to our next question that somebody from Fort Lauderdale, one of our Twitter followers, asked, saying, I'm trying to cut down on my sugar. Can I still eat fruit and drink juice? So we have two separate things, fruit versus juice.
Right. And that's a great goal to cut back on sugar. So fruit, don't worry about it. It's diluted. It's, you're getting 60 calories in an orange or an apple. Not too much sugar. You've got all that fiber, all those nutrients. I think everybody should be eating fruit, at least two fruits a day. Now, fruit juice is another story. Believe it or not, it has the same amount of sugar as a cola or a soda, about 6 teaspoons of sugar in just a cup, which is 8 ounces. And you know how most of these sodas are 12 ounces or 20 ounces. Mm-hmm. So you're getting the same amount of sugar in fruit juice as you would a soda. Of course, there's a lot more nutrients. Soda has none. So here's how, what I recommend. If you love fruit juice, everybody can get away with about 100, 150 calories of whatever they want, some treat every day. Make fruit juice your treat.
Okay. But just keep in mind, if you're having it, it's not a healthy store. It is your treat. That's really, I like that way of thinking about it. Now, if somebody is trying to avoid cutting and wants to cut back on sugar, then what sugar replacement do you recommend? One of our Twitter followers from Macon, Georgia says they traditionally use Splenda, but there are so many new kinds. Do you recommend sugar substitutes at all?
Oh, this is such a fraught question. So here's the thing.
That's why we have you on.
Thank you. So if you look at our Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, they think whatever's on the market is safe. And then you look at some of the research, and it's not that anything has been proven to be horrible for you, but it just seems like not enough research, long-term research, has been done. All this stuff might be fine. It might not be. So I'm going to defer here to the Center for Science and the Public Interest. They're a great consumer watch group, and here's what they have to say about it. They recommend actually avoiding aspartame, acesulfame K, and saccharin, and, mm-hmm. Equal NutraSweet has some of these things in them. They recommend treating with caution, because we need more research, Splenda, which is what that listener is using. Mm-hmm. So maybe don't, have maybe a little bit five times a week. There's no real recommendation for this. And also there's a new sweetener out there called monk fruit. Not enough research yet, so that would be sort of treat with caution. And then
Okay. There's
one more, which is Reb A, which is the stevia leaf extract. Center for Science and Public Interest considers that one safest.
Okay, so if you're going to need to use a supplement or sugar replacement, then stevia is the safest. Splenda is under investigation, so, buyer beware, and the others are felt not to be safe.
Exactly. And, if you don't eat much sugar, you can get away with real sugar, honey, maple syrup to sweeten things. You might want to try that, and just maybe you don't need the artificial sweeteners.
Okay. But again, then it would need to stay under your treats calorie allotment. So keep in mind, if you're going to use sugar, that you need to stay under that certain limit. I like it. Okay.
Yep.
Now, another Facebook follower from Madison, Wisconsin says, I eat eggs for breakfast almost every morning, but I have a family history of high cholesterol. Should I switch to egg whites or egg beaters? I don't personally have high cholesterol, but I want to take preventive steps. But I really love eggs. What do you tell them?
Oh, you're giving me another controversial one. Thanks, Daria.
We'll have it back anytime.
The egg thing, there's been a lot of flip-flopping in the research, so long story short, right now they think one egg a day is probably fine. Eating cholesterol does not necessarily raise your blood cholesterol. Other things do. But so probably one egg a day. Now, who wants to have just one? Most people want to have mm-hmm. two. So if you have two, then the next day maybe have zero. Or combine your whole egg with egg whites. And
Okay. So
there's a lot more to this story, but I'm paring it down.
Okay, but a safe takeaway is if this person really loves eggs, maybe they can have one egg and then combine it with some egg whites or egg beaters so they get the little bit of more of the flavor of the egg.
Exactly, or have two eggs and the next day have zero eggs.
Okay.
And with the egg whites, what really helps is adding a little shredded cheese and some herbs.
Ooh. All right. A little bit of shredded cheese, a little bit of good fat, throw in some avocado. I like that. Those are some great ideas. And Janice, I really want to thank you for joining us today.
Pleasure.
Yeah, I really appreciate all your answers to even our hardest questions, and we'll like to have you back for some more tough ones since you seem to be able to handle all of them. And that's unfortunately all the time we have for today, but I'll be back next week to answer more of your questions. And in the meantime, feel free to tweet your health questions to our Twitter at ShareCareNow using the hashtag ShareCareRadio. Your questions could get answered on the air. This is Dr. Daria, and this is ShareCare Radio. So glad you could join, and stay well.